The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Darren Owen to look ahead to three contests on Saturday and three absolutely stonking contests as well. We've got some fantastic action to look forward to. We've been treated in the last few weeks to some very good Saturdays, and I'd say this ranks up there with the best of them. How's things, Wizard?
I totally agree with you. We've mentioned this before. That's the beauty of jump racing. It's such a good narrative, and every Saturday, basically during the winter months, is generally strong. You know, since the beginning of November, when we had the Charlie Hall Saturday, it's just been absolutely breathtaking. Saturday,
Charlie Hall, we've had the Betfair Chase.
Yeah, you had the big Cheltenham race, the three-day Cheltenham meeting.
Hennessy.
The Hennessy last week. You've got this, then you've got a good Cheltenham meeting next week. You've got the strong pre-Christmas meeting at Ascot. Then you've got the racing during the festive season. You know, from Boxing Day to New Year's Day, the racing's just wonderful. You know, in Britain and Ireland, you know, with Kempton, Chepstow, Newbury, Cheltenham, Leopardstown, all staging, wonderful fair. And it continues into Jan and Feb. Okay, the weather does tend to hit for the odd week during January and Feb, but it goes all the way through. It's just, this is the wonderful thing about jumping. And not just that, even in the week, certainly pre-Christmas, in the week we're treated to some decent horses performing, particularly in the novice ranks, you know, the minor meetings. I think it's a wonderful time of the year.
Definitely. We're going to look at two races at Sandown and one at Aintree tomorrow. We'll kick things off now with the 150 at Sandown. I mean, we'll go into great. We can go into quite a bit of detail.
Stonking. That's a good word, that.
Stonking.
Stonking.
It's. I don't know if it's. Is it northern?
I can't tell.
Maybe it's just me. Yeah. Just a bit peculiar. This first race, I mean, we've got three different races here, and they are very different in terms of not the calibre of horses, because they're all very good, but we've got a novice chase.
You've got the future champions running in the novice chase. You've got some established...
A grand national trial, in effect, you know.
No, it's a wonderful... I think it's a big race in its own right. And, you know, the alterations they've made to Aintree, you could say is reaping dividends now, reaping the benefits with the a 24 strong lineup for the Beecher Chase. Absolutely fantastic.
It really is.
It is a mini national. And then, you know, you've got the big race at Sandown, the Tingle Creek. Okay, minus Sprinter Sacra, but on the flip side, we're in for it looks really competitive.
Yeah, it does. That's the thing. I mean, perhaps a punting point of view, it's a good thing that Sprinter Sacra isn't in the race, but that's possibly the only sort of downer that you could put on this weekend's racing.
But it's still a good race.
Without doubt, yeah.
A good betting opportunity, good betting heat.
We'll kick things off with the 150 from Sandown. It is the Henry VIII Novices Chase, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles. We've got some really good horses here. We've got Boulder Success, Grondaway, Hinterland, Many Rivers to Cross, Takandasoy, Claret Cloak. I mean, we've also got... how are we saying this, Wizard?
Is it De Fata Stream?
De Fata Stream, that's the one, who is a good horse in his own right, should be outclassed here. But the other six, you wouldn't be surprised if any of them pop up. And what's key is you've got Boulder Success, Hinterland, Many Rivers to Cross and Takandasoy all coming here off the back of a win. Grondaway will probably go off favourite, is the obvious sort of class, but wasn't very convincing at all, to be honest, on his chasing debut. And And horses like Claret Cloak, who got outpaced a little bit last time.
Yeah.
But he's, I think, really a grand horse.
A really nice chasing type.
Yeah.
By Vinnie Rowe, the multiple Irish St. Ledger winner. It's a wonderful race. Let's just go through them, shall we? Number one, Balder Success, Alan King, Chock Thornton, 2 from 3 over fences. Absolutely hacked up at prohibitive odds at Warwick last time. Was on the deck at Cheltenham back in October, but I thought was going to win.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah.
When he hit the dirt, and he beat the Romford Pele at Chepstow. Now the Romford Pele's no mug. He ran in that egg and it turned into an egg and spoon race in the end. A bit of a farcical affair at Cheltenham behind Tack Undersoil and Oscar Whiskey to the Romford Pele. So yeah, he's a good yardstick. So that is a very, very strong level of form. I just think he might just be found wanting in this heat tomorrow. Claret Cloak, you touched on Claret Cloak, really lovely chasing type. He's 1 from 2 of offences. His win coming at Toaster. He was outdone for a turn of foot by a hardened flat ex-flat racer in Many Rivers to Cross at Exeter. There was no disgrace in that defeat. He only went down by a nose. He was conceding a bit of weight to Many Rivers to Cross. I think he's a lovely, lovely horse, and he's a strong travelling horse. I just wonder again whether there'll be one or two that will just have a bit more pace than him in this contest. You touched on DeFater's Dream. I think he'll be found wanting. And then we're going down to Grand Douai. Now, if you look at all the hurdles marks, you can obviously see straight away this horse was on what they achieved over the smaller obstacles, was head and shoulders above the rest of them. But like you, I was not convinced over this course and distance in November. I thought he was coming off second best when Hinterland won that race. Grand Douai, it says in the close-up, he was a length down. And I still think he was coming off second best when he unseated at the... Was it the last or the second last?
It was the last.
It was the last, yeah. So I can't see why Hinterland can't beat him. I really think Hinterland could beat him again, right?
Do you not think that the ground will play to Gondwell's strengths? If you look at...
On a sounder surface,
yeah.
Maybe. But do you know what? He's never been one of my horses.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's just... I've never... No disrespect to the horse. I've never just... Could never warm to him. He was always a bit of a talking horse, if you like. Tack Undersoil's a horse I got a lot of time for.
Yeah.
I know it was farcical in the end, wasn't it, that Cheltenham race? I thought they were stopping after about 3 fences down the back. That was over 2.5 miles. But he can quicken this horse.
It's the way he travels.
It wasn't run like a... It wasn't a truly run 2.5 mile race. He achieved a hurdles rating of 147, but compared to a few, certainly compared to Grand Douai and a few of the others, He was lightly raced over Timber, and I just think he's just a nice, progressive young chaser who does possess a turn of foot. Anything else we need to speak about? Let's have a look. Many Rivers to Cross, we've spoken about him. I don't think he's got the scope myself to reach dizzy heights. He might be... Many Rivers to Cross because he's a battle hardened ex flat racer, he might be a type for one of the hurly burly handicaps in the spring.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going here Tack Undersoil to beat Hinterland.
Okay. Very interesting there. Thoughts of Darren Owen on the Henry the VIII. That's the 150 at Sandown on Saturday. The next race that we'll look at, we'll move to Aintree. I tell you what, it'd be nice to go through every single runner in this race, but I don't think we've got the time for that, is it?
No.
It is the Beecher Handicap Chase.
The Christmas Grand National, if you
a
like.
A Grade 3 contest over 3 miles and 2 furlongs. 24 runners down to go to post.
What a sight. What a sight.
But it's one of those races, much like the National, I suppose, where it's hard to rule anything out because anything can win and you know, you need your fair share of luck, I think it's fair to say, in getting round. Would you agree that it may pay to look for the tried and trusted here rather than a newcomer?
It often pays to look at the tried and trusted, but obviously
Of course, Hello Bud won this last year. Talk about tried and trusted.
Yeah, it is a different course nowadays. But yeah, track experience is still important. So should we have a look at them in maybe betting order? I think that might be the play here because we haven't got time to talk about all of them.
Okay.
Right, I'm against On His Own.
I'll just run you through the betting.
Okay.
We've got On His Own 7-1 favourite, Across the Bay and Join Together at 10s, Vesper Bell and Wick Hill at 12s, Roberto Goldback, Walk On at 14s, Benny's Mist, Big Fella Thanks, Boston's Angel, Chance de Roy, Gullible Gordon, Planet of Sound and Storm Survivor, and indeed Swing Bill at 16-1, and 20s or bigger the rest. But we're 33-1 is the outsider of this field. 7-1 is the favourite. Yeah. That suggests that
I can see one of the 25-1 shots running a big race, Mr. Moonshine.
Yeah,
I really can.
Well,
I think he's,
obviously, connections. I've got pretty fond memories of this place following the Grand National victory of Aurora's Encore. Sue Smith, Ryan Manio teaming up once again, and Mr. Moonshine very nicely weighted for a race like this.
He's got a real racing weight, hasn't he? He ran in that race won by Sidney Paget at Haydock over 3 miles 1. He was up there, got tapped for toe. Then he came again at the top of the straight before ultimately fading. But he's a horse who's done a fair bit of winning over 2.5, but he stays this trip because he has won over 3.25 over hurdles. And I can see off that racing weight, he could be a player at a bit of a price. But let's have a look at those at the head of the market. On His Own, I suppose he's been prepped for a big chase, probably obviously this race. He ran over hurdles at Nace. I thought, put it like this, if that had been the old Aintree, this horse wouldn't have got to Beecher's first time round.
Yeah.
In the National. He ultimately fell. Where did he fall? He fell at Second Valentine's. He made lots of mistakes.
Yeah.
Lots of mistakes. I think I'd rather back something at a better price. Let's have a look at the others at the top of the market. Across the Bay. Now, he travelled really well in the National. Now, a lot of his winning form has been in softer ground.
Yes.
All right. But he got into a rhythm, and that's what you need at this place. You know, he was going to fine ride from the front by Henry Brook in the big one before weakening. You know, that was 4.5. This is a mile and a quarter shorter. He'd be a player. I'm just a little bit concerned about the ground, though, Alex.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of his winning form has been in heavy ground, but he's a strong traveller. What else have we got at the top
end
of the market?
Joined Together.
Joined Together.
It's a funny one, this, I briefly thought that I'm obviously second in this last year, just a net behind Hello Bud. And I really fancy this horse to run a cracking race in the National.
Yeah.
Backed at Antipost following its run in this last year. But then it really disappointed.
Never really got into the National, did he?
Well, it disappointed at Doncaster. Made a pretty bad mistake. Or it says on the website that he was hampered.
I didn't do the close-up.
It was... I just think that... I don't know.
There's actually a race missing from what you're looking at. It actually ran in a big chase at Auteuil. Really got competitive there.
Yeah.
On what he's done recently, I can't back him.
No, I think that's fair. I think that his price is perhaps a little short for what he's currently achieving. I think it's more the fact that he's trained by Paul Nicholls, and it's folly to rule them out, if you like.
Yeah.
Next up, Vesper Bell and Wick Hill.
Who's riding Vesper Bell? Let's have a quick look.
Who's riding Vesper Bell?
Yeah.
One moment.
Is it R. Walsh? No?
It is Mr. Casey,
David Casey. Yeah. He's got some nice form in the book. Just beaten in the marathon at the Punchestown Festival. That was certainly quite a tough assignment in heavy conditions over 3.6 miles. He ran at Cheltenham. Behind Same Difference in the Kim Muir. It's a midfield finisher there. I could see the horse running well. Lightly raced over fences. Could be more to come. The one I like is Wick Hill.
Okay. Just for the record, Ruby Walsh is at Navan tomorrow.
Oh, he's at Navan.
Felix Younger.
Okay, right.
He's going to ride that.
Right, who's riding Wick Hill? Do we know?
Wick Hill, if you give me a moment.
Because there was no jockey in the paper this morning.
Was there not? Wick Hill. Andrew Tinkler.
Yeah, interesting. Again, compared to a few of them, doesn't have an awful lot of mileage on the clock over fences.
It was a real buzz horse last year.
He was a real buzz horse. He won the big Ascot race in December.
The Bollinger Silver Cup.
Yeah, so people like me who remember these things, the old SGB.
Okay.
All right. And then I think he was fancied for the Racing Post. Mm. I think he got struck into. He sustained a cut in the Racing Post. Mm-hmm. So you could probably forget that. He had one more run in the last season. That was in really deep ground at the Punchestown Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had the one outing thus far this season to put him right for this. He didn't really get into the shake-up, but you know, I'd forget that because it was probably a pipe opener.
Yeah.
Even though it was a good race, even though it was a big race at Ascot, but they possibly had this race targeted for the horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he was the buzz horse last year, I'm willing to see if he can fulfil, you know, all the excitement that surrounded him this time last year. And I just think, because he hasn't got a lot of mileage on the clock compared to a number of them, and he's got a bit of a racing weight as well, 10 stone 11. I think he'll be a player here. What sort of price is he?
Wickhill, 12 to 1.
12 to 1. I think he'll be a player. Ben, I don't like Walk-On. I think he's just one of those horses I can't get right. Benny's Mist, interesting if he can put his best foot forward. He likes to front run. He could get into a bit of a rhythm.
Lightweight as well.
Very real racing weight. We know the stable's going well. Storm Survivor won the big race at Uttoxeter in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the old summer national. He ran okay last time. That was at Chepstow behind Alco. He's gone up a bit in the weights.
He's ran two stinkers as well. Two visits to Aintree.
Yeah, there'll be one or two people sort of cottoning onto him. Mm. Swing Bill, he ran okay in the national, didn't he? Swing Bill,
solid enough. Yeah,
ran a decent race, finishing sixth.
What about Boston's Angel, was it?
He was a good novice.
Now with David Pipe.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. Yeah. He's been running in cross-country races, hasn't he?
Knows his job. Mm. It's just whether he's still got that enthusiasm and talent.
Whether he's going to have the zip to win a race of this nature.
Mm, that is true. What else have we got here? I mean, you look up at the top, you've got Junior, Big Fella Thanks, who know the way around here. Big Fella Thanks in particular does enjoy these fences, and you fancy if he's going to win a race, it might just be one of this nature.
Somewhere like this, yeah. He ran in the Ascot race we touched on with Roberta Goldback finishing fourth. Roberta Goldback, he ran in the national, didn't he? Roberta Goldback made a Horlicks at the Canal Turn, and then soon got the back. But it was a decent run at Ascot, first time up this season.
See, I'd say that Roberta Goldback is another buzz horse, if you like, of last year. Because
he's got a fair share of weight, isn't he?
He has, but he won on his first start for Nicky Henderson at Ascot. And immediately people were quoting him for the national. And from then his season just sort of never really sort of got going.
Yeah. It's one of those races. We can go around in circles with it. You know, you can have a few stabs at this and not get it right. Baby Run's been to Aintree before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know he's 13, but look what they did with Hello Bud.
959 days off, though.
There'll be some training performance. Right, look, let's go for two or three against the field, shall we?
You have two and I'll have two, Wizard.
All right, okay. I'll go Wickhill as the main selection.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go for one at a big price, Mr. Moonshine.
Okay. I will take you on with... I'm going to go with Across the Bay... Yeah. And I'm going to go with Walk On Wizard.
Okay.
I'm with you. Not a horse I'm especially keen on.
Yeah.
But I just think that he's good enough. And Wayne Hutchinson on board, I'm a fan of him. And I think if he gets round, I think he'd be a solid each way chance. But
okay.
That is the Beecher. And the final race that we'll look at is the feature race. Great that we've spoken
about. Feature race.
We've spoken already about.
There's lots of feature races.
Well, that's the thing. You know, this one probably is the marquee race, if you like. But
yeah.
It is the Tingle Creek, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles, coming up at 3 o'clock from Sandown Park. I touched on this race yesterday with Catherine Fry on the podcast.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She was a Captain Conan fan. Interesting to see the price change, though, from yesterday. Zyda Grugy now 6-4, Captain Conan 5-2, Summersby 3-1. Zyda Grugy was, I think, the shorts 5-4 yesterday. A horse that I really do not like, Wizard. I'm not a
Why
fan
don't
of
you like it?
Just never really clicked for me. You know how you get some horses that you just, you're not a fan of? I was desperate to get it beat at Cheltenham last time and opposed with the wrong one in the end. Kid Cassidy was the one that won in the end. I just sided Grugy. For me, I think all the fuss is over one run at Sandown, which, granted, was very, very good.
Well, yeah, granted, it was good. I'm not sure about the very, very... it was good. It was good, good solid effort, that, in the celebration chase. But, you know, you analyse that. Beat Finian's Rainbow, who's not the force he once was. Right, receiving weight from Finian's Rainbow. Beat Wishful Thinking. It's not... You wouldn't say it was the sort of form that you'd be sort of excited about going into a Tingle Creek. That said, it's a competitive Tingle Creek, but we've obviously lost the champion chaser. Captain Conan, I mean, he'd have been the second string, you know, if he'd have been lining up against Sprinter Sacra, if he'd have lined up against Sprinter Sacra. But he is still, you know, he is a new kid on the block. Mm-hmm. He's 4 from 5 of offences. A lot of the wins over 2.5 miles, but I don't, you know, the 2 miles won't hinder him at all tomorrow. Definite player. I prefer Captain Conan to Sider Grugy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And Connections said, I think, did I read that Connections are talking about not even going to Cheltenham with Sider Grugy? He was beaten by Kid Cassidy last time. He was conceding £10 to
Just
Kid
Just doesn't
Cassidy.
Seem to like the track, does he?
No. Right, let's have a look at elsewhere in the race. Can we look at the betting?
We can. We've got Sider Grugy 6-4, Captain Conan 5-2. Summersby at 3-1, and then a jump to Corto Stone and Wazzo Dwayne at 14s, His Excellency at 25s, Titaniano and Viva Colonia 33s, and Mad Moose at 66s.
Yeah, well, you've got to have the utmost respect for Summersby, who started the season in fine style with that win in the Holden Gold Cup, beating Q Card. Q Card was trying to concede Summersby £17 that day. So, yeah, he's a definite player, Summersby. He's a horse who can do it over 2 to 2.5 miles. He's 9 years old, but he seems to have been around forever. Corto Stone, I don't think will be good enough for this. Wazza de Nui, he's 11 years old. Again, I just think he'll be lacking a little bit of zip. Mm-hmm. I swear there's a good race to be won by His Excellency, but it's probably a handicap.
Yeah.
Titaniano, again, I'd be disappointed if he won the race.
Yeah.
Viva Colonia's got no chance. Right. Selection time. I'm going to go Captain Conan, right, to beat Sider Grugy in Summersby.
Okay. Very good, Wizard. A pleasure talking to you, as always. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck with those selections tomorrow. Enjoy the action, and we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, I think that's one certainty about tomorrow, is we will enjoy the action.
Yes, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wizard.
Okay.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.